Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Our number is 410-WCBM-680 or 800-WCBM-680. Translated into numbers, that is 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. I was down at Tochterman's yesterday talking a little bit of shad fishing. I picked up about a dozen shad flies and getting ready to go up to Deer Creek here soon. Did hear that the fish were there. They're just not biting yet. A lot of guys are trying for them, seeing a lot of fish. Fish are bumping into their boots, but not a tremendous amount of catching going on. So here we got a call from Mike in Carroll County. Something is in his pond. And by the way, if you call in this morning, you're not going to get to hear Pat's melodious tones. No, Kristen is answering the phone this morning. Yes, indeed. Kristen is here, and she is enthusiastic, right? Is that a good word? Trying to be for 6 o'clock in the morning. What time do you normally get up? Okay, but you're not... It's Saturday. Yeah, you usually sleep in, huh? Well, all right, blame Pat for that. Hey, Mike, how you doing out there, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
What's up?
I've called you before.
Yeah.
I was the guy that had the accident up in caribou hunting way up there. I talked to you about that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
About it. Yeah. Okay. Well, I live by pools.
Yeah.
Meat cuttery.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I told you that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I got two ponds.
Right.
And I've had for 15 years koi that are... 15 pounds, I guess.
Yep.
6 of them.
Yep.
And I got 2 different ponds.
Right.
Something came in this winter and took them all out.
Really?
Yep. And they took them under like a little bridge. So they took them out of the pond and ate them under the bridge.
Yeah.
In the scales and the... What the heck could it be?
Probably either a... either an otter, which would be my guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or a mink. A mink, 15-pound fish, a little big for a mink. I'm thinking an otter probably got in there.
I've never seen an otter in a reservoir, but I have a stream that follow. You know, they can follow it up.
Sure. Well, there are otters here in this area. I mean, a buddy of mine traps in Howard County, out near West Friendship, and he's taking them off the stream in his farm. So
really,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I would guess it was an otter.
The only thing I could think that could, you know, like wound them, and then.
Drag him up on the bank.
Get him out of the bank. Get him out. If a raccoon took him, he'd pull the raccoon in. I know they would.
Yeah, a raccoon. I don't think a raccoon's quite big enough to take on a 15-pound koi.
Yeah.
But if you
big fish, the little fish they kept, they didn't touch.
What's that?
Little goldfish that are about 4 inches.
Oh, they didn't eat them? Yeah, okay.
No, they didn't touch them. Though they're now trying to get them. Right.
Well, what you'll find a bank, you'll find one spot on the bank where that whatever that is going in and out, and you'll find droppings there with fish scales in them. That indicates an otter.
Really? Okay, yeah. That's what I found.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one time, one died naturally in the snow, in the winter, in the snow.
Right.
And what I did is, I don't like to waste it, so I just laid it out for the fox and raccoon.
Yeah.
Came home from work, guess what was there?
Don't know.
2 bald eagles.
Oh, that's okay. That's probably not a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, mature one and an immature one. One had a white head, one had a dark head.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But that
people don't realize how many eagles there are, and people also don't realize how they do eat carcasses and carrion and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I've still got them coming. A fella on the Eastern Shore was able to take some photos of bald eagles. There were actually 3 deer carcasses within I don't know if they were roadkills or how they wound up there, whatever, but this past fall, there were 3 deer carcasses, and they were all within like 100, 150 yards of each other.
Right.
And 13 bald eagles on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen them on the shore. That was the only time I've seen them.
Yep.
And then... when I put this fish out, they were eating it,
yep.
And they ate the whole thing.
Yeah, I've seen as many as 5 together on a deer, that type of thing. And, yeah, the Upper Eastern Shore is loaded with them. And, well, you've got eagles. You're in Carroll County. You're not far from the reservoirs. I know there's a pair of eagles. There's a pair on Piney Run, and I know there's at least 1 pair on Liberty. I'm not sure where that pair is on Liberty, but I knew where they are on Piney Run.
Well, so, I'm on Bollinger with my grandkids, and
you've definitely got them out there. That's for sure. So.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
I mean, people don't understand how much wildlife is around. I mean, I've had fox in my yard this year. I've seen raccoons come up on my porch every night. I've got a pair of Cooper's hawks that are nesting behind my house. You know, and they're very vocal, and I hear them every morning out there, and you know, it's pretty cool, pretty very cool.
Well, from that accident, I don't have no smell no more.
Yeah.
It was a bad accident, but I'm okay now.
Good.
But I picked up a skunk on the road, and I used to do taxidermy when I was a kid.
Right.
And I figure I'd mount it because I can't smell it.
That's well, a good way to look at it.
It drove my neighbors crazy.
Yeah,
it drove
exactly.
My wife crazy, my son.
Yeah.
I had to keep this thing. I had to skin it out in the woods. But I burnt all my clothes because you couldn't keep them. Huh. But I sat there for 3 hours skinning it out.
Oh, man.
My wife still could smell it for weeks.
I bet.
But I finally got the smell out of it. And
man.
I'm in the process of next thing. I'm waiting for the form and I'm going to mount it. So, that's one thing I can do, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's for sure.
And a little practice.
You're easily entertained, apparently.
Hey, yeah. I used to do it as a kid, and as I got better at it, I would donate them to Piney Run Nature Center.
Yeah.
So a lot of that work in there is my first stuff when I was done.
That's pretty cool.
Six now. So.
Yeah, neat.
But a lot of kids got enjoyment. And I went back like about 5 years ago. And
I got the books from the Northwest.
That's
school of taxidermy.
That's
But I never followed through with any of it. I guess it wasn't my path.
It was the old way too.
Oh yeah.
The new stuff now is nice and easy.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, that was when you. That's when you wrap stuff up with the cord and Excelsior, and you made your own forms and all that stuff. Yeah. Paper mache.
I would take out of old hassocks, you know, because that's what they stuffed them with, and then you would wrap that around and make the body.
Yeah.
And you would use the natural head. You would have to clean it and get the skull, and then rebuild it with clay.
Yep.
All that.
Yeah.
Now. It's so simple. Well, to me, it's simple now. Right. I mean, it's like easy.
Like putting a sock over a boot, huh?
Yep, it is a lot easier.
Yeah, well, but, I do. I respect. I'll tell
it
you,
it does take time.
I respect the talents of a good taxidermist. Matter of fact, my two antelope are done. They're mounted up. They have to be finished. They're drying and have to be, you know. Combed out and you know, painted and airbrushed a little bit to bring out their character, and they're done. I'm looking forward to getting them here.
That's one thing I never
couple
did.
Weeks. So.
Never did that. Never went out west.
No?
No, I always went to Canada.
Yeah.
Bear hunting, caribou.
Yep.
You know, just them two. And
sure.
Had a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you, the if anybody wants a good western hunt and just wants to get the flavor of it and try it out, well, I'll tell you that hunt in Wyoming for antelope. I mean, you know, it's very, very low impact. That's for sure. You know,
it is,
and I mean, I've been on some hunts that are pretty adventurous, and that one wasn't one of them, but it was a good time. That's for sure. So,
well, I organized the trips to the caribou.
Right.
2 years in a row, and then the third trip we had the accident.
Right. Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I just got an email from my trapping buddy. It said, otters, plural, without a doubt. A 3-pound mink is not going to try a 15-pound koi, and there's nothing you can do about it until next trapping season. The otters are one animal that the animal damage control guys can't intentionally go after out of season.
Well, you know what I'm going to do now?
What's that?
I got an empty pond, and I'm going to concrete the walls up a little higher.
Yeah.
Make it a little deeper, and I'm getting three big snapping turtles.
Oh, man.
Here to take care of.
Well, you won't have any koi in there, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not going to do fish no more.
Right.
And when the grandkids catch fish, sunnies and all, they can bring them home, we'll throw them in there, and they can eat them natural.
There you go. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. See you later.
Call. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Here's Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Alan, my friend.
Hey, buddy. Good. What's going on?
Always enjoy listening to you. I got to say that. I'm glad you're there.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Happy birthday, dear Amy, first of all.
There you go. Good for you.
What a wonderfully nice sounding lady.
She is very nice, isn't she?
Yeah. And I got something I want to read, Alan. It'll take me about a minute and 20 seconds.
All right.
It's by a law enforcement officer. It's a poem, if you will.
A poem?
Yeah.
All right.
sort of a poem.
All right.
I, a man of dedication to family and friends, need the life of the wild, a home away from home where my problems diminish into nothing, a moment of freedom when I can experience pleasure and peace of mind, the sun rising beyond the clouds and the fresh air swirling around my head relieve me of my tension and worries. This is a time when nature overwhelms me and the beautiful things in life are possessed by my mind and my spirit. As I walk through the woods of green, where the children of the wild spend their everyday lives, I respect and I am eager to enjoy this carefree world about me. But I have to retreat from this small portion of relaxation momentarily to dedicate another year of service to the prevention of crime and enforcement of the law of the land, a never-ending task which has taken a mere 20 years of my life, but which will never cease to exist. And it was the first two paragraphs that really touched me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I delivered water to this man's house. I've yet to meet him, but this poem was hanging on his barn door, and I had to write it down yesterday to read to you today.
Good for you, man. That's great.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add some spice to the program.
That'll do it, buddy. That'll do
that
it.
Before.
Yeah. You've been practicing your turkey calls?
A little bit.
All right.
Not that I'm very proficient.
Well, who is?
Yeah.
I know about a handful of guys that are very, well, maybe a dozen that are very, very proficient at it. The rest of us just go out there and try and make noise.
Well, I'm rather successful, though, I'd like to say.
And well, I know you are.
I remember the first time I blew my mouth call when my buddy introduced me to the sport of turkey hunting. And he had been hunting turkeys about 15 years at that point, and he snapped his head around the first time I clucked on, and he said, "That's pretty good."
Yeah.
But you know where I'll be on the 18th?
I do.
If you should decide to meet me up there, you're more than welcome, Al. I'd love to hunt with you again.
The 18th. I'm trying to think. That's what day is that? That's got to be...
I believe it's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday. That may be doable.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I got to come back home Friday, and I'm going up again Saturday with my buddy Norman.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Al.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well. Let's see here. I've got some stuff to do, some things to tell you. Don't want to do that. How you doing in there, Chris? What are you still doing here, Brian? She's fine. Man. yes, it is. Why not join John Yesker III from Glen Burnie? He caught a nice 22.5-inch largemouth bass. And Bill Thompson from Baltimore with a 23-inch largemouth. And David Tanner with a 16-inch crappie. And Joy Hartsock from Essex with a 25-inch chain pickerel. And Clinton Davis from Westernport with a 26-inch rainbow trout, and James Clark from Annapolis with a 42-inch catch-and-release striped bass. Jack Driver from Sharptown, a 23.5-inch largemouth bass, nice fish. Ryan Holzner from Pasadena with a 15-inch crappie, and Brian Plott from Baldwin with a 16.5-inch crappie. People from all over Maryland are earning citations just by going fishing, and you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in fishing tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, or even a vacation from the World Fishing Network in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, this year honoring the inimitable Lefty Cray from right here in Maryland. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Question I have is, are you feeling lucky? Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups. America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The number one overnight radio show in America, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And you can hear it every morning from 1 to 5 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM
and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on. That's it. That was a great segue, Kristen. How did you, were you reading my mind or no? Well, there are actually three new hunting studies out from the folks at Responsive Management. Mark Duda's group down there in Virginia is called Responsive Management. These are the people that do surveys. These are the people that are going to be doing the survey about the reintroduction of elk into Maryland. Also, these are the people that did various surveys for Department of Natural Resources, including the survey that I was a participant in back during the days when they were forming the opinion survey for early muzzleloader season. I actually got to sit on the panel and help formulate questions to ask ask hunters about the early muzzleloader season. Responsive Management has three new hunting studies that have just been completed. The first one is understanding the impact of peer influence on youth participation in hunting and target shooting. And the conclusion is the more familiar youth are with individuals in their own age who hunt and target shoot, more likely they will be to support and participate in these activities. Pretty natural. But they've got all the numbers, and they've got it broken down percentage-wise and that type of thing. Increasing the number of hunter education graduates who purchase hunting licenses, always a challenge for Wildlife Division. Between 53 and 70% of individuals who had never hunted or possessed a license before obtained a hunting license for the following season after completing a hunter education course. Interesting numbers. And then the third study was evaluating apprentice licenses as a hunter recruitment strategy. There are some states who have what are called apprentice hunting programs, where mentors can actually go out and take kids or anybody hunting without first having to take a hunter safety course. Now, we don't have that here in Maryland. You got to take a hunter safety course before you. I mean, you can go with your family and tag along, but you can't hunt. Some of the states have apprentice programs, and it shows that between 18 and 38% of apprentice license holders enrolled in a hunter education course after obtaining an apprentice permit. Interesting that the results weren't higher than that. But all those studies, I'm going to put those up here next week. I'll put those studies up on Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. And by the way, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is a four times a year magazine dedicated to hunting, dedicated to your safe and successful hunting adventure here in Maryland. The website is www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and we certainly invite you to check that out. We've got the entire printed magazine also online. You can read all the stories online, see all the advertisers in there. We've got our team of writers on there, the MHQ team, MHQ Maryland Hunting Quarterly team. We've got some great links to some great websites. We've also got some links to the weather. The tide charts, the sunrise and sunset tables are there. The moon phase chart is there for those who think that's important. We've got some other stuff on the links page. And then we've got this page of outdoor news, and we try to update that and take the old stuff off and put the new stuff on. There's even some outdoor news on the homepage. Also on the homepage are links to some of our larger advertisers. Anybody who has a certain size ad, it gets a direct link, so you can click on any of those names and go right to that website of that advertiser if you like, and see what they have to offer on their website. So we'll put this on the links page, or the outdoor news page. Excuse me, we'll put this on the outdoor news page and let you look at it anytime you want. But we do ask you to visit that site, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and pick up a copy of the magazine at your local retailer or wherever you might find it. We urge you to do that. The new Crabbing magazine is coming along well. We're getting some good connections. This is a magazine dedicated to crabbing in Maryland, all about crabbing, not just recreational. We're going to talk about commercial crabbing and what's going on in the world of Maryland's watermen. We want to inform people of that. We'll put the rules and regulations in there. We'll put some information from the department as far as, you know, harvest and things like that. Hopefully some good recipes, some good references. And if you'd like to send me your references and your contacts on people we can get in touch with who sell crabs, we'd be more than glad to hear from you. That website is mdlovescrabs.com, mdlovescrabs.com. And both of these entities are, as well as the Outdoors and Radio Show, are divisions of Ellis Outdoors, which is my company. And ellisoutdoors.com is the website for the radio show. You can listen to the podcast. You can get link to our sponsors. You can link to the Department of Natural Resources, the Angler's Log, the Fishing Challenge, and the Department of Natural Resources, along with some of our other sponsors who have websites right up there on the homepage of the Outdoorsman Radio Show website, ellisoutdoors.com. The podcasts are there, too, of the past shows, so you can listen 24/7, 365 anytime you want if you happen to miss a show. So there you are. And if you want to be on the World Wide Web, you simply call in and become part of the show, and you'll be included in the podcast as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. I see Captain Seaweed got prompted by my mentioning the mdlovescrabs.com. I hope you visited the website. As soon as Kristen clears his call, we will be talking to Captain Seaweed. Hold on, I'm going to take a slurp of coffee. There we go. Let's talk to Captain. Good morning, Captain Seaweed.
Hey, man, Alan, how you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, pretty good, pretty good. I hadn't heard from you. I was wondering if you were going to correspond back to me.
Oh, I am. Yep, I am. Definitely going to call you.
Because I want to definitely get involved in that magazine, give you some good updates on the crab, and the guys are all finishing up. A lot of them are finishing up with eel and getting ready for Monday, but a lot of them are going to stay eel and
yeah,
you know, until sometime in the month of late April.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I'd love to talk to you. Trying to find your phone number. I know I have it here in the book somewhere. You've emailed me in the past, haven't you, Cap?
Yeah, I emailed you a couple days ago.
That one I didn't get.
Okay. Well, what I'll do, I'll email you again. Of course, I got your MD Loves Flat Crabs.
Yeah.
How about if I email you on that one?
You can do that. Same address. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Got your cover, boss.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, did you look at the website?
Yeah, you got very absolutely beautiful. I want to get involved in it if I can.
I invited you to, didn't I?
Certainly did.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I thought I would hear from you. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors with an S on the end, .com.
Well, yeah, I've done that, but Merlin Loves Crabs. Is that also going to correspond with you?
It's on, yeah, but there's no email address on there other than the one I just mentioned, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com.
I got you already registered in my CP that way.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, guy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Andy in Catonsville. Good morning,
hey,
Andy.
Good morning, Alan.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I caught a mess of crappie Thursday and Friday, mainly Friday.
Yeah.
I hadn't gotten fishing, been able to fish since last fall.
Now, where were you fishing?
Up Centennial.
Centennial Lake?
Yeah, and Thursday it was awful windy. I had a hard time just controlling things, and I caught a few. But then Friday, you know, I didn't realize how cold it was and raining. There's much rain gear and stuff. I left it all home.
Yeah. Yeah.
With every half a cup of coffee, I caught three crappie.
How big were they?
13 and a half inches.
See, now, that's the kind of crappie that are running right now. I just got an email from our fisheries director who was fishing, I believe, yesterday out on the Potomac near the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. He said it was slow, but he brought home nine, and he's got two of them laying here beside the roller. Both of them are over a foot long, so that's a nice crappie, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to get a 15-inch one.
Well, I know. I understand that, and that's why it's a citation.
Yeah, they used to be about 14. What's a good recipe for those?
For crappie?
Yeah.
A lot of people like to just fillet them and.
You fillet them? You don't cook them whole?
You can, but a lot of people just fillet them and deep fry them. I've always had them.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about steaming them?
I don't know. They're great tasting fish. You could do any fish recipe you want.
Yeah.
I've never had the guts to do it, but I've been told that if you take just a fillet of fish, a boneless fillet, and let it in lime juice. Let it overnight or two days in lime juice. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine. The lime juice actually, I don't know if it cooks it, but it certainly renders it.
Well, it's kind of like when they make sushi.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Fry. Yeah, I understand sushi, and sushi's fine, but I let that to the experts. And there are some sushi places I won't eat.
Well, an old captain taught me how to make that back in the 80s and all, and the whole thing is. In the handling of it and the refrigeration.
Has to be, yeah.
You know, that's where, you know, people get sick and all. It's not the first person that made it. It's the handling.
Right.
Got to be kept down around 32 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to use a grade one fish, which is a trolled fish.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I got you.
I have the process. I've made it. You know.
What, rockfish or what?
No, I mean, if you're going to use grade one, if you're going to use yellowfin tuna.
Oh, yellowfin tuna, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a grade one fish, a trolled fish, not caught in a net.
I see. Yeah, because there's a lot of lactic acid that gets in the system when a fish struggles like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I smoke salmon for the families and friends at Christmas, and I go down the wholesale market, and I've seen those, I guess they're several hundred pound swordfish. They come in from Cape Town, and I don't know how they do it, but the tail's off, and then they take a chunk off the ends, and they put it on a board, and they mark it, and then they grade the fish, and the buyer comes in, and he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah.
You talk
about smoked salmon. I have a cousin who lives in Washington State, and his sister lives back in Pennsylvania. And Ruthie and her husband are, you know, they're outdoors types and that type of thing. And then my other cousin, her brother, lives in Washington. 1 year sent her a whole smoked salmon for Christmas 1 year.
Wow.
Okay, which was nice. And then Ruthie baked it. They didn't care for it, you know.
Yeah, well, they use a dry smoke, and then I have a wet smoker, a Brinkman smoker.
Yeah.
And I don't put mine in a heavy brine. They had a recipe for all kinds of juice and everything, and all my neighbor used to work in a winery.
Yeah.
And I got a wine that has a very fruity flavor, and I do put some salt in, but then I put that in and all, and it doesn't have a heavy brine. And then in the wet smoker, if you want, you can freeze it.
Yeah.
You can get it out later. You can pop it in a microwave. I don't know about the oven.
Yeah. Andy, I got a resource for you. Friends of mine have a barbecue equipment store up in Hampstead.
Okay.
And let me see if I can find them. I know their online store is great. You have to give me a minute. Got to find it. I'm looking here in the Maryland.
I'm going to take my fishing students fishing next week.
Are you?
Yeah, they've been bugging me. I got to meet your rod. I had a couple of 035 Shakespeare's, been in a box for 25 years. I must have been working a show.
Right.
6-pound line was still good, and I went over and talked to Billy.
Yeah.
And I got a couple 5-foot ultralight ugly sticks, and to tell the difference for their rods, because they would argue, one breaks in half, so I got that solved.
Right.
But they don't use the Zebcos or nothing. They're big time. They know how to cast them and bring them in, take the fish off.
Yeah.
These little minis are kind of hard to get on.
Yeah, that's true. Here's what I got. Barbecue, okay. BBQEquipmentStore.com. BBQEquipmentStore.com.
Okay.
They have anything and everything. These guys are team barbecue people, and they give classes in smoking and preparing game, and I'm sure they can work on fish with you too. But give them a call or check out their website anyway.
I will.
All right.
I will.
BBQEquipmentStore.com.
Yeah. Hey, was
in Hampstead.
Did some people think that there, or did you hear that maybe the white perch didn't come up in the streams because they spawned in the bay since it was so warm?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't know what happened with the white perch. I mean, some guys did well. I know the netters did well. I've seen some great catches in some of the seafood shops, but I think everything caught everybody by surprise. I think everything was early this year, to be honest with you.
Well, crabs are all moving too. They tell me down at Cape Charles they got a ton of crabs.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Virginia's doing very well. Yep.
Yeah.
So
maybe we're going to have a good season.
Let's hope so. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Hey, good fishing.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Andy.
Here.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There goes Andy. Always nice to hear from Andy. Okay. Hey, I was down at Talkerman's yesterday, as a matter of fact. Talked to Tony. There's more stuff in that store than you can shake a stick at. If you like to look at fishing tackle, and if you like to see different types of fishing rods, there's about 1,000 rods on display right now, about 700 reels that you can put your hands on, spinning reels, casting reels, even the electric reels, the Daiwa electric reels for fishing offshore on the wrecks and that type of thing. You don't have to reel in by yourself. They're doing very well with that. Rockfish tackle, trolling stuff is all there. They've got the big swim baits. They've got all the bass fishing gear. All the terminal tackle, all the lead, all the swivels, all the hooks you can name. And the fly fishing room is great. I mean, I was there looking at waders, and like I said earlier, I bought some shad flies that were, well, some colors that you just don't see. I bought blue and white, and I got orange and white. I got some red and yellow, and I got some different types of things that are tied up for shad that look really, really good, and can't wait to try them. And the fly fishing room is doing extremely well, as is the lure building room. They've got the largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. They've got frog togs, not only for rain gear, about 5 or 6 different types of rain gear, frog togs for one, even frog tog waders. If you've never seen them, they've got them at Tochterman's. Now, this place is located where it's always been located, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway in Fells Point at 1925 Eastern Avenue. You will be able to tell by the big old neon sign sitting outside the store that says Tochterman's Tackle on it. And that thing is spectacular at night. It really is. If you get down there in the evenings, and even if they're not open, it's worth a trip through there just to see the neon sign. So, the finest selection, the best advice, quality service, and I understand that the bloodworms are coming in today, and the Sunday hours 10 to 2 tomorrow. So there you go. Sunday hours 10 to 2, bloodworms today, all good news from Tochterman's. 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942, same family name, same location for, well, since 1916. 1919, 1925, Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, Tochterman's, all fishing all the time.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, I want to tell you about our buddies down at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. You know, I've got a spray and bed liner from Bay Linex, and it is just, it's terrific. I haul magazines, and you know, I got to keep them got to keep them dry and that type of thing. And I just really, I've had a Linex bed liner in my truck since 2002. So that's 10 years of working with Linex bed liners and working with the folks from Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. And you can't ask for better service anywhere. They're the only authorized Linex dealer in Glen Burnie, and you won't find a finer truck bed. Now, they have this DuPont paint Kevlar additive paint matching system. And they use the color code off your engine, and they match the paint bed to your or the paint to your bed. You can certainly dress up your rig if you know you want to keep your bed liner the same color as your truck. They have that. And they also can come to your job site and spray any commercial or industrial application to, you know, storage tanks or any of your lift gates or, you know, forklifts or things like that that need protection from the elements. Anything that works outdoors, secondary containment, they can even spray plastics and styrofoam and protect that as well. But do what I did. Protect your investment in your pickup truck. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner rated number one in customer satisfaction. Learn more at baylinex.com. That's baylinex.com online. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is physically located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call Bobby Hawkins. The number is 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show, and when you get your bed liner installed, they'll give you a free $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Now, more than just bed liners.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. It's college acceptance season once again, when many high school seniors reap the rewards of years of good grades and cramming in sports and other activities to appeal to their schools of choice. It's also the time that parents start crunching the numbers to figure out where their kids can actually afford to go to college. The Wall Street Journal's Rachel Ensign says if you're an affected parent, start by figuring out the net cost for each of the colleges your child is considering.
That's going to be taking the tuition and fees that the college charges, adding in any extra cost. Is your kid going to have to fly there and back multiple times a year? Are they going to need a car on campus? And then subtracting any grant aid from that.
A lot of questions. Rachel says a college's initial financial aid offer is often negotiable, especially if your family is facing some new financial strains. And if you have more than one offer of financial aid, your negotiating power may be increased. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Do you have an old 401k from a previous employer? You know, a 401k that's been sitting there and doing nothing for you? Did you know that you can roll over those assets into a physical gold IRA without being taxed? If you have an old 401k that's been underperforming, consider converting into actual physical gold or silver. American Bullion specializes in rolling over old 401k assets into safe and secure gold IRAs using physical gold and silver. Gold is the safe haven that today's investors are depending on for wealth protection. Trust American Bullion's expertise and let them handle the entire rollover process for you, tax-free and hassle-free. Call today and ask for a free copy of their Gold IRA Rollover Guide that's packed with information. Call 800-479-2177. 800-479-2177. Call now to find out the benefits of converting your old 401k into a stack of gold. Call 800-479-2177. 800-479-2177 or go to AmericanBullion.com.
This Monday at 6 on WCBM, learn about the new mother whose blood pressure dropped so low that it wasn't readable. Hear what happened on 1-800-LAW-CALL from the attorneys of Shakur Federico and Staten, or call 1-800-LAW-CALL now to speak in private.
Talk radio, same WCBM.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, Weapons of Mass Destruction. I love that song. That's pretty cool. He's got some good stuff there. All right, let's see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you on the few remaining minutes that we have here. And it also came out this week that the new hunting and trapping regulation proposals have been adopted and will become regulations now. And A couple of notes here. Hunter Orange require a persons that are bow hunting deer in the bear hunting zone to meet the Hunter Orange requirements while the bear season is open. By the way, the carrying a handgun into wild archery hunting in bear country, don't think is going to make it through the General Assembly. It got killed in the Senate, and doesn't look like the House is going to do anything with it. Fox season extend the season for red and gray foxes by 2 weeks in both the fox management zones for shooting only. Trapping seasons will remain unchanged. This extension will allow for additional recreation and give landowners more options when managing fox populations. This was also given consideration to the coyote hunters as well, because coyote hunting at night is only allowed when gray and red fox season is in. Allowing an unloaded but cocked crossbow to be placed in or on a vehicle. Previously, you had to uncock your crossbow, which means you had to fire a bolt into the ground before being transported. Now you can just simply take the bolt, remove the bolt from the mechanism, and put the empty, even though it's a cocked crossbow, in your vehicle, in the case, if you like, that type of thing. You can do that. Oh, man, there's some other stuff here. What'd I do with that? Oh, yes, here it is. Okay. Let's see. On white-tailed deer, the bag limit has been established statewide for antler deer. What that will do is reduce the overall buck limit to 3 per year. One per weapon season. In other words, one in bow season, one in muzzleloader season, and one in firearm season. Hunters in Region B only will have the option to take one additional bonus buck for a total of 4 during the weapon season of their choice after purchasing a bonus antler deer stamp and taking 2 antlerless deer in Region B during any deer hunting season. So, here's the deal. You got to take your 2 does before you buy a bonus stamp, but you can take your 2 does in archery season and buy your bonus stamp for muzzleloader, or buy your bonus stamp for firearms. Or you can take your 2 does in muzzleloader season and purchase your additional bonus buck stamp for archery season or firearm season. It doesn't matter where you take the 2 does or in what season, you still have to take 2 does. You can take one in archery, one in muzzleloader, and still buy a bonus deer stamp for a total of 4. The current unlimited antlerless bag limit for bow season in the suburban archery zone has been extended to all of the deer management Region B. So in other words, instead of those suburban counties, those 5 suburban counties of Baltimore, Anne Arundel, Howard, Prince George's, and Montgomery, where you were allowed unlimited white-tailed deer, you're now allowed unlimited white-tailed deer in the other counties in Region B, Harford, Cecil, all the upper shore, lower shore counties, even over to Frederick and Carroll County as well. Unlimited white-tailed deer in all of Region B in archery season only. The archery season this year will open on September 7th. The extended archery season has basically given you another I don't know, 7 to 10 days, depending on when the first Friday after Labor Day falls. This year it is on September 7th, the first Friday of after Labor Day each year. It's September 7th this year, September 6th next year. There's more about transporting the carcasses out of the CWD management zone, and then the Wildlife Advisory Commission supported a recommendation from DNR to withdraw the proposal requiring legal antlered cicadeer to have at least one branched antler. Hunters may still practice voluntary restraint when selecting an antlered cicadeer for harvest. They were going to make it a regulation that cicadeer had to have at least one branched antler. They were concerned about the age structure of the spike, the number of spike bucks that were being taken. And so they proposed initially to increase that to a branched antler, but public outcry did not support that. It wasn't necessarily a recommendation that did not pass muster through the Wildlife Advisory Commission or public support. So you can still take a spike cicadeer if that's what you prefer. They're just not as mature as something with a branched antler, that's all. Let's talk to Joe in Baltimore. I'm going to try and answer that question. Morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Ellis.
What's up? It's Alan. What's up?
Okay, Alan. Well, I had gone online to try and get my fishing license, and it looked really weird when I normally I thought the additional crabbing license when you're getting the bay and the freshwater and saltwater and everything else, you know.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was not that was only for the boating license.
Really?
Maybe it was my mistake or my way of reading it. Is it just an additional $2 or?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Let's see. Let's see here. Trying to find licensing. Okay, non-title. What'd you buy?
I wanted to buy a little of everything. You know, the title and non-title and you know the whole schmiggy.
The whole schmiggy, huh?
Yeah.
You
know, I figure if I'm out there and I suddenly decide I want a crab. What the heck? And for $2 extra, it was always a deal. And then it looked like it was.
I'm not sure. I think that may have been included in your license fee when they changed the structure a couple of years ago. Let's see. You're just catching me here a little bit off guard, but that's okay. I'll do my best.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to say I love your show. I catch it a lot of times. I set my alarm to wake me up on a Saturday morning and listen to your show, and then I
right.
Then I roll over and go back to sleep. But I'm here.
Right. Well, no. Here it says a recreational crab license fees for the Chesapeake Bay, fresh fishing license or a resident consolidated senior sport fishing license $2. But you're saying there wasn't a slot for it.
Oh, well, there was a slot for it, but the way it read Bay Sport Fishing something, which suggested like a boat license. And
There is a consolidated Chesapeake Bay Sport boat license for Maryland resident or non-resident. But
right.
there should have been a ticker on there for a Maryland recreational crab license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there is one there, and all I'll do is I'll just
you haven't purchased it yet, huh?
No, I haven't purchased it. The other thing is that I didn't want to go to
you can say Walmart.
There aren't too many places that want to handle this stuff because of all of the the states.
Yeah, where are you in Baltimore, Joe?
Well, I'm actually I live downtown, and I'm right near Lake Montebello. I work for the water department. So,
Okay. Do you know where Clyde Sports Shop is?
Hammond's
Ferry Road.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I should go out there and just have them take
it? I would go to Clyde's this year and have them walk you through it.
Good.
Because that whole new system has come online, so.
Okay. Well, I've been wanting to go to Clyde's because I've heard good things about it from you.
Yeah.
And I'll make it a point to do that.
2307 Hammond's Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. Okay?
All right. Terrific.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, I got to tell you about our friends at Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Just take Route 100 all the way to the end. Head towards Gibson Island. They're 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. If you want an up-to-date fishing report, give Bud a call, 410-360-0573. And don't forget to look at those great stainless steel crab pots. Half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half sizes come with a basket and a lid. Ready to go. They're the last crab pot you'll ever have to buy. And all the hand-tied fishing tackle, the trolling tackle, and all the free advice. Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, 410-360-0573, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Well, hey, there goes the music. It looks like we're out of time. Another great show. Thanks for participating. We'll be here next week, same time, same station. Remember, if you want to hit the Maryland Hunting Quarterly website, we'd love to have you on there, be one of our visitors, marylandhuntingquarterly.com. Hit the mdlovescrabs.com website. If you'd like to send me an email, the easiest way, Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. Now get out, and stay safe. See you next week.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson.